Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening to RBM listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we are here live today on this first Saturday of January, January 6th, 2018, and Happy New Year to all RBM listeners. Here we are, freezing cold here in Wales, as it is everywhere. Think of those unfortunate people in Boston who are seen to be freezing to death. It really is bad. They've got a Canadian winter for the first time. I have been up there in 1990 in Athabasca, in Alberta, minus 48. That'll keep your wits about you, I tell you. I've been in that. And I've worked outdoor at minus 20 Celsius, that is. So that's great fun. But, we certainly got snow here in the UK, in Wales and England. A week ago, 10 inches of snow, suddenly. And in this small town, nobody here to clear the snow. We had to do it ourselves and dig the cars out. But it lasted about a week. But we got our quota of snow, and we're carrying on from there. But we do expect it to come back. That's no doubt about it. But I should try my best. I should have could be good reading good news stories. I have one good one from Mike Adams, who does make an effort to do things to a very high standard. But we'll have in the UK here. I won't go into politics too much. Theresa May will be reshuffling the remains of her cabinet on Monday, Tuesday. Like, she's down to the bottom of the barrel now. She really is. And then back to the dreary subject, which I won't go into today, Brexit, which resumes talks in March. And they're now coming to trade. And there's more enemies against us within the UK, in the Tory government and in the Parliament, than we have in the European Union. That's just as bad as that. There's so many treacherous traitors about it. So, same dilemma as the debacle in the United States. But just find out what Mike Adams has put together, a piece of a New Year message, really. Merry Christmas and celebrations of the 10 things to be thankful for today. So I'll run through those what he's saying here. Mike Adams is saying, Merry Christmas from the Health Ranger, and thank God it's finally okay to say Merry Christmas again in America. This Christmas, it seems like the time for special introspection as we head into 2018, a year that's sure to be tumultuous, sure will be. Yet despite the many areas of chaos and uncertainty we all face in the near future, there are things happening right now that are worth celebrating too at this time. He says, Your body is, of course, he's basing it on health matters and et cetera, but also freedom. He says, your body is a miraculous self-healing system. If your body wasn't a miraculous self-healing system, you wouldn't even be alive right now. Consider all the infections you beat, all the injuries you've healed, and all the times you've had it through cuts, scrapes, accidents, and close calls, et cetera. Your body is genetically programmed to function as a self-healing, repairing biological system, sure. And you certainly shouldn't be putting pharma drugs into it, that's absolutely for sure. But he said, he's giving you 10 points, that's number one. Number two, you live with more freedom than almost anyone else in the history of humanity. Well, I've lived in the States, and what all RBN is about, it is a very dangerous place to be free in America right now. But he says, despite the fact that we are still living in a medical police state due to mandatory vaccine insanity, forced chemotherapy, and other tyrannical interventions carried out essentially at gunpoint, we still enjoy more freedom than almost anyone who has lived before us. Well, I debate that point with him, actually, but I have too much respect to talk him down. He does tremendous work on all our behalf. He really does, Mike Adams. And he's saying the history of human civilization is largely a history of total enslavement, where most people lived as subjects under tyrannical kings. America's Republic was a radical departure from the chains of tyranny, lifting humanity into the new era of individual liberty. He's talking very highfalutin English here now. Well, John Stoutmuller did a program there last night, actually, Friday night, for 2 nights ago, and for Friday night, and he had Clint Richardson on, and he had a very good interview, which was a handed second to us, from carried out by a young girl interviewing Ammon Bundy. And we should not forget Ammon Bundy and the Bundys and Tom Lacovara and the Hamiltons, who are, the Bundys are out on release, except Cliven Bundy has refused to release until he's a totally free man. Very courageous man he is. And he's in his 70s. But Clint Richardson and John Stapler are debating about this whole debacle of what caused what to happen and what freedoms we have and what is the citizen of the United States and how the state of the administrative state is absolutely hunting us into a corner. And are things that we already know and have covered 100 times, that the Washington, D.C. is not part of the United States. It's a corporation. The United States is a corporation. All the government agencies now are Dun & Bradstreet registered corporations. And the courts are employed judges in a corporation employed to deliver results that the state wants. This Monday trial has semi-collapsed, but Monday the 8th is the day that the final hearing is to be, whether it goes on to it. They've been tried twice, and if they put into a third trial, I tell you, there's nothing short of a revolution will bring this to a halt. It is absolutely outrageous, but there's been very good reports on RBN, and Tom Lacovara's program is still running at... time's right. It's after John. It's we have John. We're 6 to 8 p.m. Central, and then we have the gentleman from North Dakota, the Trump phenomenon, jumping up and down, cheerleading Trump. I don't know if he can do it this week. And then Lacovara's program is on at 3 a.m. 3 to 5 a.m. That's right. Sorry, that's my time. Sorry. Let's get this right. 6 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 11. Central Time, that's right. And they're very intense at the moment, covering all that's going on, the Bundy trial. But Mike Adams is saying here, number three, the credibility of the legacy media has utterly collapsed. Well, it has, but they're still there. And not to mention this creature with the book about the Trump White House, which was planned all along. Because if they failed on the Russia thing, this is the second phase they've got ready to attack Trump's mental health. Admittedly, he has a peculiar personality. I've been saying from day one, the way he winds up subjects of world importance with a childlike comment, it's very disturbing. It really is. But there's a big debate in Britain as to whether they should go ahead with the planned invitation visit of Trump to Britain. They're afraid of this young millennials or these snowflakes causing trouble objecting to him. And they have a dilemma now. Theresa May, there's a royal wedding coming up in March, which should probably going ahead. Rumours are that it won't, for other reasons. Prince Harry marrying an American. Take out her name in a second. Her name is Merkel. She's a divorcee. She's a mixed race, and she's 3 years older than him. And with special concessions from the Queen, Harry's marriage is supposed to be approved. But there's a big debate in the weekend papers here at the moment as to whether the British government want this visit out of the way. They really do. It's been hanging there for a year more now, and they just would like a low-key visit from Trump. But of course, Trump doesn't want a low-key visit. So that's one of the other political problems that Theresa May has on her books at the moment, as well as reshuffling her cabinet early next week. But I'm diverting myself. Another point he's making here, Mike Adams, about the 10 virtues of living in the United States. He's saying, number three, the credibility of the legacy media has been utterly collapsed. Well, certainly, I think most people can see that. But of the legacy media. Now with CNN pumping out hilariously false fake news on a daily basis, no rational person believes anything the network reports. The Washington Post, the New York Times, NPR, MSNBC are now widely recognized as bastions of hilarious fake news, ginned up on the top of make-believe anonymous sources, sure, that don't even exist. Only those who live in liberal bubbles, well, the Californians, the liberals of California, lap it up. As nearly all intelligent people have now come to realize, he says, the only real news in our world is the independent media, which needs supporting, by the way, and funding. It's very hard to scrape up advertising for the independent media, because the same, any companies of any size are afraid to back conservative broadcasting. And he said, that's why so many of the world's best journalists, such as Glenn Greenwald and Cheryl Atkinson, have gone independent. We've also seen the rise of courageous organizations that conduct real journalism, investigative investigation, including WikiLeaks and Project Veritas. There's our own new news aggregation website, Censored News, is also gaining readership. And I don't know how Matt, Mike Adams funds all these operations. I don't know how he puts it all together. But he's bringing out new divisions of his organization. He has a massive world-class test laboratory for testing products and foods. It's outstanding. And this other one's saying, the rise of cryptocurrencies, well, I don't agree with this. The rise of cryptocurrencies means people are voting no to central banks and fiat currencies. Well, cryptocurrencies, as they have found out recently, and it was on the same site, I don't know why he's not referring to it, were a creation of the central banks. And I wouldn't touch cryptocurrencies if I did have money with a barge pole. So I'm going to pass over the story, not to be in conflict with him. And he said, the truth about toxic food ingredients is finally going mainstream. He says, this is everywhere you turn. Mainstream science is now finally acknowledging the toxicity of popular food ingredients that I've been warning about for over a decade. This is Adam speaking. For example, scientists have just recently warned about the brain-damaging effects of canola oil. Well, that is an important one. That really is dreadful stuff. It's like aluminium and lead in the water. It's pretty bad. And the number one oil used in so-called natural foods and groceries. It's bad for your brain, and didn't you know? The truth is also coming out about heavy metals in foods and supplements. And an area where I pioneered, Adam's saying, labs, science research, and public awareness, etc. Number six is in virtue of living in the United States. Congress just passed tax reform that will allow most Americans and small businesses to keep more of the money they earned. Well, that's not the interpretation I have. Sorry to be disagreeing with Mike Adams. It's a multinational corporations tax. Most businesses have a pin of their color to pay everybody to get enough turnover and make $1 at the end of the year profit. It's staying in business and getting turnover up to a certain level is the most important thing for them. And he's saying the upshot is that literally millions of new jobs are going to be created, we hope, in America. Well, I saw the figures broken down the other day. Actually, 2017 jobs total in America is actually less than 2016, to be accurate about that, looking at serious analysts. But companies are producing more, that's fair to say. So it's probably a slow wind-up to an improvement. And number seven, he said, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have all been discredited for their Orwellian censorship and oppression. Well, the sad fact of the matter is there's no alternative to them, no serious alternative to YouTube. There is to the search engines, DuckDuckGo and Bing, etc. But he goes on to say, just 5 years ago, tech giants were universally worshipped by nearly everyone. Now, at least half the country knows that Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter are all extensions of the deep state, sure, as is Amazon, that spy on users and selectively oppress voice truth, the voices of truth that challenge the status quo. Now that the public is aware, well, some of them are aware of the extreme evil of these tech giants, we will witness a rapid transition to alternative services increase. Well, I hope so. That's very optimistic, Mike. And he goes on to say, number eight out of the 10 virtues of living in America, you don't live in Venezuela where children are starving to death because of the catastrophic collapse in socialism. Well, if the power grid goes down here in Britain or in America, we'll be short of food very, very quickly. Any EMP attack. He said, thank God that America still has enough free market economics and patriots to crush the attempted efforts of radical left-wing nutjobs who are trying to turn America into a communist state. Socialism and communism always leads to extreme poverty and eventually genocide or mass murder. Look at the legendary communism, the legacy of communism over the last 150 years, and you'll see the trail of murder, bloodshed, and human suffering in America. We'll try and explain that to the new generation of teenagers coming up. And the 300,000, I think, who joined for the first time ever the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn, who is practicing hardcore socialism and communitarianism. And there's an article in today's Daily Mail, a very good article, saying that during Churchill's time, the Conservative Party had 1 million members. It then went down to 500,000 over the years. Under Cameron, 125,000, and under Theresa May, 70,000. They've got a shrinking Conservative Party in Britain. And they have absolutely no talent there at all now. So it's coming up to a very stark choice at the next election, but supposedly it's 4 years away. But Theresa May hanging on by a thread, surrounded by treacherous traitors, the Remainers, who want to stay in the European Union. But anyway, Adams goes on to say, Mike Adams, excuse me, I'm amazed, I don't know where he's getting the money for this. We are launching a wave of amazing new projects in 2018. He said, I believe you'll share in the exhilaration about these new projects because they benefit you too. Thanks to all your support at the Health Ranger store, plus the new GOP tax cut for small businesses. He's basing an awful lot on that. He says, a new lab verified certification program for food and supplement products launched in 2018, launching in 2018. An expanded organic food manufacturing and fulfillment facility opening in February. Good man, Mike Adams. The acquisition of new laboratory instruments for greatly improved throughput of pesticide extraction. The release of a biosludge documentary. I don't know, it's a video, obviously. The launch of a new enhanced video news studio to launch a video news channel now scheduled for 2019. I don't know how he's found something like this. The large expansion of our academic science research team. Very good. Well, best of luck with that. But I'd have to say, Natural News and Mike Adams is a fantastic contributor to all our well-being. And the next one up here, Mr. Al Gore, pointing at us here. I wonder where he is in this freeze-up in America now in global warming. Of course, they've changed the phraseology to suit themselves. There's a fantastic photograph of Gore frozen in a block of ice in climatedepot.com. That's an outstanding site. Mark Morano, outstanding. And all the pro and anti global warming people are represented there. It's very fair. But the heading they used to have it on, Al Gore 2025, froze to death on his way to a meeting in September in Arizona. That used to be the header, the credit on the photograph. But Gore, the brass neck of this guy is something else. And the article here is as follows. Al Gore's climate change predictions implode as everybody realized the North Pole didn't completely melt. Well, we know that. Just going to turn the volume around here a bit.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
And we're coming back in, I hope. That's a drop of the music. This is the Borden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Borden here. We are experimenting today, myself and Ken, with two different VoIP systems. It seems to be working okay. I think it's fairly clear. So I'll stay on this speakerphone version of it. And hopefully that's okay. I hope I can be heard, yep. But we're referring to, again, the man, Al Gore. I wonder where he is in the freeze-up at the moment. Probably on his private jet or jetted down to a warmer climate, most likely. But as I was saying here, Al Gore's climate change predictions implode as everybody realizes the North Pole didn't completely melt. Well, it's frozen over to a colossal degree this year. Even the Russian icebreakers, which are the best in the world, had difficulty getting through the northern
pass this year, and there is no, certainly the melt is more extreme when it goes into melt stage in the summer. The freeze-off of the Antarctic and the Arctic is as strong as ever. And they're saying in this article here by J.D. Hayes, National News, for some people it doesn't matter how often former Vice President Al Gore has been wrong in his dire predictions of planetary demise. Thanks to human-caused global warming and climate change, they'll believe him no matter what until the day they die from natural causes, in brackets. Of course, not from planetary demise due to global warming and climate change, oh no. But for those of you who like and appreciate honesty from politicians and public figures, you have long given up on any hope that Gore is anything other than a hapless, feckless, alternative left partisan when it comes to environmental activism. Well, that's very polite language. There's plenty more things we can call up other than that. An absolute opportunist shyster. Maybe more like it. They said, that said, our job is to set the record straight, which is why we found it prudent to remind our readers that roughly 9 years ago today, Gore predicted that many of you were going to be swallowed up by rising sea waters caused from tons of melting ice. And that's why he bought a mansion 2 feet above sea level in San Francisco, as if he was afraid of the sea levels rising, which is a joke. Needless to say, that didn't happen. In January 2006, Al Gore claimed that within the next 10 years, the world will reach a point of no return and a true planetary emergency due to human-caused global warming, so as he could go off and sell carbon credits to people. Again, in 2009, Gore told an audience in Copenhagen, Denmark, that there was a 75% chance that during some summer months, the polar ice cap would disappear completely within 5 years. 2014, no sir, it's bigger than ever. The claims were tied to his widely debunked 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, in which he won a politically motivated Nobel Peace Prize, which makes me puke. It's been absolutely a race. Well, the Nobel Peace Prize is so degraded now, nobody has any respect for it. As for Al Gore, nothing this man has said would happen as regards to the Earth warming and slipping closer to self-destruction has come true. Absolutely nothing. But that didn't stop him from releasing a follow-up film to his original documentary earlier this year, An Inconvenient Sequel. Sooner or later, climate deniers in the GOP will have to confront their willful blindness to the climate crisis, Gore tweeted. Right, perhaps sooner or later, climate change and environmental hoaxers will have to confront the fact that, they're quoting him here, that most of us are onto them and no longer believe that these lies related. UN officials actually admit that global warming is a scam designed to change world economic model. That's right. And NASA has signed up to it as well, and the BBC. And that's why the weather forecasts are so way off at the moment. They can hardly do a three-day forecast now, and that's only modifying it and changing it the day before the weather breaks. And with good reason, not only has Gore's wild claims of doomsday been debunked, so have other so-called environmental experts who have similarly predicted doom and gloom. They include Stanford University biologist Paul Ehrlich, a longtime environmental expert. Right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break in the first hour. This is the Barden Report, and we're blasting away here through the icy weather, and we're exposing Mr. Al Gore again and all these global warming shysters who are now freezing to death in, I don't wish it on them, but in Boston on the east coast of America. And they still probably believe in global warming. But yeah, good transition. I've been complimented by Ken, the board up, that I can be heard. God help everybody. But anyway, the weather. Sure. Well, it was January. What do you expect? We shouldn't be surprised at anything. But Gore, California, and Al Gore, and the millennials and the snowflakes, they really get my ire up. I have some good stories coming up today about the absolutely loony left and these gullible young people wanting words removed from the English language. I mean, it's just shocking, absolutely shocking. Well, I just finished this article about Al Gore. Needless to say, that is that what they're saying. Into January 2006, Al Gore claimed that within 10 years the world will reach a point of no return and a true planetary emergency due to human-caused global warming. Again, in 2009, Gore told an audience in Copenhagen, I know I'm repeating a bit of the story here, that there was a 75% chance that during the summer, some summer months, the polar ice caps would disappear. No way, my friend. So I should give out the phone-in number today if people want to comment on this, especially with the weather. And it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And it's in Gore's, the claims were tied to his widely debunked 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. The teaching profession here, who are all liberal lefties, obviously in Britain, wanted this distributed to every class, was to get every child was to get a CD or a DVD of An Inconvenient Truth. And finally, the government stopped this, because that would just be a political, politicizing environmentalism. And thankfully, they didn't do that. But as for Gore, nothing this man has said would happen as regards to the Earth's warming and slipping closer to self-destruction has come true. Absolutely nothing. But he goes on to say, not only has Gore wild claims of doomsday been debunked, so have other so-called environmental experts who have recently, and they go on to talk about this guy, Paul Ehrlich, finding my right space on this article now. The universities are full of hardcore communists, absolutely. And they want to rewild the environment and all of us to live in 275 square feet apartments in the cities. That's if we survive, you know. This guy Ehrlich is saying that the population, a long-time environmental icon and author of the 1968 book, The Population Bomb. Population will eventually and completely outstrip whatever small increase in food supplies we make. Well, the key thing in Europe is the white population is disappearing. The birth rate in the white Anglo-Saxon population is collapsing beyond replacement. And there are 52 million Muslims in Europe. And the average white family is having 1.4 children. And the average couple, Muslim couple are having anything from 4 to 7 children. That's how bad it is. And Paul Weston is a very good chronicler of that on YouTube. And if you go onto YouTube and tap in Paul Weston, you'll get very, very good data on that in America, Europe, and in Britain, how the population is changing drastically. London, for instance, is 52% ethnic. And it's extremely hard to get a Conservative elected in London. And we've got Sadiq Khan, the mayor at the moment, who is fighting a campaign to stop Trump from coming to visit Britain, and all that kind of stuff going on. But in 1969, this guy, lefty university professor called Eco Catastrophe, you know, you would have called it that. He wrote that most of the people who are going to die in the great cataclysm in the history of man have already been born. What? It's hard to take that in. The fact is, scaremongers like Ehrlich have cried wolf so many times that few people believe them anymore. Gore is on that list. So too is S. Dillon Ripley, a longtime head of Smithsonian Institute, who was once cited by Senator Gaylord Nelson in Look magazine decades ago with 25 years, within 20 years, between 75 and 85% of all species of living animals will be extinct. Yeah, absolutely doomsday stuff, non-stop, but we'll give that a rest regarding Al Gore. But there are other statistics coming to light. Well, we're repeating them, really. Top 10 causes and proof of global warming that aren't actually happening at all. And S.D. Wells is writing this article. He's a pretty good writer. And he's saying every single global warming believer and propagandist has changed their name for the big science-based lie to climate change. Yeah, well, they don't use global warming. It's climate change. And the thing about climate change has been in existence for thousands of years, because it's too dang obvious that nothing humans are doing is making the world heat up. As I said, the priorities like this plastic in the ocean and pollution, there's disgusting pollution all over the globe, and cleaning up pollution, which would create jobs, it would create full employment if we could go at hammer and tongue cleaning up pollution. And so the global warming scam has been thoroughly debunked on every level, including science data and by Mother Nature herself. Still, it's the most pressing environmental challenge of our time. We must all band together to get rid of carbon dioxide so we can all freeze and starve to death. I'm being sarcastic here, which is the actual realized nightmare if we do what the global warming alarmists want us to do. So here's a better plan, is saying J.D. Hayes. Let's all band together and talk about one of the biggest science hoaxes and Ponzi schemes ever besieged upon mankind, weighing on the consequences of want to do the right. Do what's right. He's going into a slightly round in circles here. As I say, I can't pre-read all these articles, but some of the writers do go around in circles. And it says, here are the top causes of global warming, along with proof as if offered by the climate change propagandists. Number one, too much automobile exhaust. Of course, nearly every human being must feel guilty enough to contribute to the globalist bank accounts. So why not accuse everyone who owns a motor vehicle? Well, pollution coming out of cars has been drastically reduced. Again, they were promoting diesel cars here for 20 years, and now the diesel car here in Britain is public enemy number one. They're taxing them now. The greenhouse effect. Only middle-class Americans are responsible for global warming. Rich white dudes flying around the world in jets who own three homes, etc. I'll just point out a point here that Jim Lee made when he was on this program recently, he was saying that these heavy oil tankers who use bunker oil crisscrossing the oceans produce more pollution than all the cars on Earth, which is quite shocking. And this heavy shipping using unrefined bunker oil is a horrendous pollutant. But we're getting this mass of publicity in Britain about the plastics in the ocean and some of the within the perpetual currents in the southern oceans is bringing up millions, thousands and thousands of tons of plastic on the beaches of some of the hotter climates now. But it's only suddenly woken up to it. David Attenborough is now dealing with it in his documentaries, The Blue Planet, which is an outstanding series currently running on the BBC. But couldn't possibly criticise Attenborough, and he's in his 90s now. He's been making these documentaries for nearly 70 years. And he says, this article by J.D. Hayes is saying, we are destroying the ozone layer. Your car and your aerosol sprays are destroying the planet, but corporations that spray deadly chemicals on our crops are saving the starving, overpopulated planet by killing bugs and weeds, which is a contradiction in terms. It said too many cows giving off gases, he said, et cetera, et cetera. But he's going into a long, long, complicated list here that's a bit boring to read out on a radio program. But he says Al Gore needs to get richer to the tune of $15 trillion and doesn't want to be proven a serial liar like Bill and Hillary. Anyway, he's saying bad science is behind fake global warming, toxic GMOs and massive prescriptions. Well, all the University of East Anglia, which was collecting all the global information, was caught red-handed 3 years ago falsifying the figures on a massive scale. And Dr. Richard North exposed that here. But I'll leave the global warming story to give it a rest. And parallel to that, they're talking about the top 10 really big science lies of 2018 are spelled out in advance to save you a whole year's worth of reading fake news media, and Mike Adams is dealing with this. We'll see if he goes through this efficiently and fast. And okay, this year is going to be a banner year for the status quo science lies that attempt to push toxic drugs, chemical pesticides, vaccines, poison, and all those demanding chemicals, all while claiming they're good for you and government approved. Well, we know how criminal the government agencies are. The science establishment, as you might have expected, is actually a corporate-controlled cartel of criminals, liars, and quacks. Their bottom-line profits are based on the public blindly swallowing their anti-science lies, and they run online black ops campaigns to brainwash the public and discredit anyone who questions their official narratives. Yes, the CDC actually funds anti-science pro-vaccine groups that spew hatred and propaganda. Well, the CDC own the patent on, as I've been saying in this program, Ebola. And they own the patent on several drugs. They are in the pharma business. To say that, he's saying here, to say that the time and effort, to save you time and effort, normally needed to wade through all the science lies published by those propagandists. I've collected the top, Adam speaking, my county, 10 science lies, top 10 science lies of 2018. Okay, here we go. The top 10 really big science lies of 2018, prepackaged in a single serving format for your convenience. Okay, here we go. Number one, all the chemicals in vaccines, pharmaceutical pesticides, and personal care products are completely harmless and safe to consume, according to the government. And he's writing this in a paragraph. No matter how many pollinators die off or humans get cancer, we will always be told by the science clowns in the mainstream media that synthetic chemicals couldn't possibly be the cause. Chemical companies are irresponsible, we're told, and they would never sell anything for a profit if things showed any risk. Well, what about Monsanto, obviously? Goes without saying. And science line number two, all vaccines are exhaustively tested, proven to work with 100% efficacy and present to health risks. Well, the flu vaccine in America this year has been proven to be totally useless. I mean, totally, 100% useless. And he deals with that here. The flu vaccine is a grand medical hoax. It doesn't work. That's why most of the people getting the flu this season are the very same people who stupidly lined up to receive the flu shot. Just ask them. They'll tell you about how they're so smart and obedient to be injected with mercury-based preservatives because the government told them that they need the vaccine shots. And he goes on to say about the flu vaccine, the big science lie about vaccines is actually two lies in one. First, the vaccines are safe. Lie is based on a massive orchestrated vaccine damage cover-up known as Secret Vaccine Court, which only pays money out to the families of vaccine victims if they sign non-disclosure agreements. So far, that court has paid out over $3 billion in the U.S. alone. Secondly, the vaccines work great, quotation, lie is becoming such an obvious farce that only vaccine-damaged people believe it anymore. They said, find the healthiest person you know and ask them if they get routinely vaccinated. The answer, more than often than not, will be no way. It also turns out that black folks often refuse vaccine shots for precisely the same reason. Anyway, science line number three he deals with here. And it's saying that there are an infinite number of genders. And this California carry on, and a person can instantly and magically override their gene expression by spontaneously wishing to be something they're not. If you disagree with this, you're an intolerant bigot. This is what's going on in California. A decade ago, there used to be just two genders. Then there were four, and now we're told there are an infinite number of genders. This quack science madness is endorsed by none other than Bill Nye, the biggest science clown of our time, who once believed in genetics, but now believes in popular delusions, rainbow wishes, and flying unicorns. This is the new science of society gone insane. And this is science lie number four. Everything in the universe is caused by climate change. We're hammering the hell out of this today, because this is just some overlapping articles here. Hot weather is caused by climate change. Cold weather is caused by climate change. Pet constipation is caused by climate change. Your burnt toast is caused by climate change. It's a bit repetitive. But he's saying just as this type of thing that's coming out of the same group of people. But anyway, science line number five, all herbs, nutrients, dietary supplements, chiropractic care, and Chinese medicine treatments are completely worthless and might even kill you. But statin drugs will save your life. This is science lie number five. And he's explained this further by saying, according to the utterly discredited legacy media that's funded by obnoxious big pharma ads, nutrition is worthless, herbs are worthless, Chinese medicine doesn't work, and taking care of your health is foolish. What you really need is the science and medicine hucksters on CNN. is a fistful of pharma pills to treat your symptoms. Yeah, well, I don't know how much more this can go on. Yep, and that doesn't need, you don't need real nutrition, you need chemicals. That's what the dumbed-down media tells you during every advertising break. Well, in Britain, you're not allowed to advertise pharmacy drugs or booze or cigarettes on television. Take more pills than you're being claimed, etc. For our big science lie number 6 out of 10, the brain-damaging fluoride in the water supply is added because the government deeply cares about your dental health. What a con, and destroy your brain at the same time. This is regarding that, oh yes, you didn't know. The same deep state government that conspires to overthrow the democratic election, pollute the waterways of the Native American reservoirs, and wage depopulation campaigns against black people wants you to believe that it cares deeply about your oral health. Fluoride is a gift to you from the government. No strings attached, it's just that the government way of doing good in the world by dripping a little brain-damaging poison into the water supply. In a slightly winding way around this point. And science line number 7, exposure of chemicals, heavy metals, chemotherapy. And, okay, we'll come out to a break, I believe. Barely hear that music. Okay, we're going to a break very soon. And we should be back in about 3 minutes, okay?
Told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay. The music's down there. we have a slight tech problem with bumper music going in and out of the ads. Anyway, I'll jump to number 9 here and finish it up quickly. It says, the 9th biggest science lie in 2018. It's perfectly safe to be saturate all your food with glyphosate herbicide because Monsanto assures us that all is just as harmless as Agent Orange. Well, Agent Orange destroyed the forests of Vietnam and Cambodia, and that's what they're spraying on wheat here now. That's where all the wheat is polluted. So don't worry about eating glyphosate. The ubiquitous weed killer branded Roundup and sold by Monsanto is completely safe and worry-free. This is sarcastic language, obviously. New and improved doctor-recommended fast-acting, expertly reformulated and government-approved glyphosate is tasteless, odorless, and harmless, we're told. And it's so harmless that it is the single most effective nerve gas-style killer of botanical life, which is what makes it such a potent weed killer. But don't worry, you're not a weed, or are you? Come to think of it, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger often referred to black people as human weeds, which is why Monsanto is sort of like a chemical abortion manufactured operation for plants and people. Continuing that, though, evil, powerful corporations once used to round up black slaves in Africa, but now they just spray all the soul food with glyphosate, round up and exploit black folks for cancer industry profits. That's why Dr. Farid Fattah, who ran a mostly black cancer treatment center in Detroit, diagnosed every patient with cancer, slammed them into a chemotherapy treatment chair, and billed Medicare and Medicaid for tens of millions of dollars in a treatment fee. He eventually got caught and is now serving 24 years in a federal prison. Well, that is a result. But that was number 9, explaining the whole debacle of Monsanto's, if we didn't know. But finally, number 10, I know they've labored the point a bit on this list. Your baby isn't fat, you're not a bad parent. they're using the body mass index, which is a joke, belongs to the 1960s, and it's missing 5 key points. Ethnicity of the child, ethnicity of the parents, and the body, measuring the dimensions of the body, not the height of the child, and several other things, and they're making extrapolations on that and sending threatening letters to children's parents about their child being obese. Well, some of them may well be, but modifying the diet and the food they eat is a key factor of that. It's like applying Ritalin to children for excessive activity disorder, when it's diet and behavior that is the problem. But anyway, we're coming up to the top of the hour break. And it's a short break, and we should be back in about 2 minutes. Just about hear that music.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This